Hi there. The word for you today is bless the children. In Mark 10 verse 13, we read some parents brought their children to Jesus. Let me read that to you more fully. He took the children into his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Mark 10 verse 16. Interestingly, Jesus had just taught on the subject of divorce. Does the Bible record it this way because broken homes produce broken children? That's why Jesus reached for these little ones. Too often children get caught in the angry crossfire of parents. Sometimes we actually use them as weapons to hurt one another. It reminds us kinda of the newscasts of the Gulf War. Remember those? Listed young men and women who were accidentally killed by their own military. They referred to it as, quote, friendly fire. What an interesting expression. I ask, what's friendly about bleeding to death in the hot sand of a strange country? You say, what's the point here? It's this. Please, and don't miss it. Divorce should be your last resort, not your first option. You grow in grace by giving and forgiving, by dying to self-interest and putting your spouse first. The Bible says this kind of love, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 8, quote, never fails. Other things fail, but this kind of love doesn't. Jesus, who was dealing with grown-up problems, suddenly interrupts his busy schedule to bless little children. He doesn't counsel them. He just touches them. Because there's power in a touch. Let's salute all the wonderful folks who work with children. For you know what? It's a high calling. And let's not forget to touch little lives with a word of hope and a smile of encouragement. Indeed, it may be the only one some of them will get. Don't hurt them, for they are the future. You are building a house that one day you yourself will have to live in. What's wrong with these disciples anyway? Who told them that either Jesus or they were too busy to love, bless, and care for children? Well, here's the ending question. Is God speaking to you through today's devotion?